going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
8:46, 14 till 9. I always like to have the information in front of me as we talk about anything so I can reference it. And I got to tell you, the search for Ryan Ramczyk's name, it was an adventure trying to figure out how to spell it. It's 8:46, 14 till 9. I'm Tommy Tucker, joined by Dr. Xavier Thompson, an assistant professor at the LSU School of Kinesiology, leading expert in sports medicine. We always enjoy our conversations with him. How you doing, doctor?
Good. How are you, Tommy?
I'm all right. So let's talk about Ryan Ramczyk, 31 years old, and what is it? What was it that led to him retiring on April 22nd? Because it seems like this young man at only 31, which seems long in the tooth for an NFL player in a school of life, is just a baby. What was he facing, the knee challenges? And it seems as though he was thinking more about the rest of his life than his football career.
Yeah, I mean, you're exactly right. 31, in most terms, is pretty young. And it seems like, you know, years of just degenerative changes in the cartilage. There's not much publicly out about the types of surgery yet, but generally we all have cartilage in our knee and, I mean, throughout our body. But in the knee specifically, we see that it's kind of, once it's gone, it's gone. And there are some potential solutions, but, you know, from everything I've seen, he tried a few different surgical options and none of them are great. You know, we can try our best to replace what's already there, but we don't really get back the original cartilage.
Why have they not been able to develop a synthetic cartilage yet? You would think in this day and age that'd be the easiest thing in the world, but it's not, is it?
Yeah, and that's a great question. I think part of the problem is there's a few different types of cartilage. We have the type in our ear, and that's not really what we're talking about. And then within our knee, we have the smooth cartilage that kind of helps line the joint, and then we have a tougher cartilage that's our meniscus. And the issue is when we get rid of that smooth cartilage, we try to replace it with either the tough cartilage, which, you know, is great for absorbing shock, but it's not as smooth, so it doesn't really take away the pain. And when we try to replace it with other smooth cartilage, there are newer options, but it takes so long for those to take hold. So even if you replace it perfectly, we don't get great blood supply to cartilage in general, and that's why it doesn't heal the same way as our muscles or our tendons.
So they can't, there's no synthetic that, you know, because I tried, look, doc, before I had the knees replaced, I tried all of this, I think Synvisc or whatever the name of it is, or the lubricant that they put in there to try to, and none of that worked at all. And I'm just wondering, why can't they make it out of rubber or latex or something like that? Your body rejects it, or what, you can't attach it? What's the deal there?
A little bit of both. So usually what we go to is, if they're young enough, and when I say young enough, I mean, you know, children, we'll try maybe to take it from somewhere else, but that's only good for small patches. The properties are so unique that it's almost, I mean, it's very hard to replace cartilage with anything else. Ligaments are a little bit more straightforward, and even those we have a little bit of trouble with, but cartilage, the issue is we need it to do a lot of things. It's kind of like a sponge. So we want it to absorb a little bit of load. If we don't load it at all, it's not a good thing. It gets weaker. But if we give it too much, it's also not good. And because it has so many jobs, we don't have a great way of replacing it with something completely artificial. And we moved to some techniques that use cadavers. So, you know, you take someone else's cartilage, but it takes so long for those to heal. And even with that, with any type of external tissue, you have a risk of rejection that's fairly high, whether it's something man-made or just existed from someone who was not you.
Are they making inroads into replacement cartilage, or are they at least showing progress?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Yeah, there's definitely been progress. So I think way back when, and when I say way back, I mean even just the early 2000s, we didn't even have some of the techniques we have now. So back then, we were really focused on just replacing with fibrocartilage, and that's what that surgery, you may have heard of microfracture, mm-hmm. where essentially we try to drill holes in people's knee, create a blood supply, and that actually, the outcomes were way worse, believe it or not. The healing takes a long time. Go ahead.
No, finish your thought, please, and then we'll take a break.
Yeah. Yeah, the healing takes a long time. Now we're getting closer with techniques that use, you know, our other cartilage or cartilage from cadavers. The issue is that works pretty well for people who aren't playing NFL football. Mm-hmm. They just go through such extreme forces in such a short amount of time that, you know, if he had maybe 2 years to just go live his life, that would be a better outcome than, you know, go out there and block a defensive lineman.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. I want to talk to you, Xavier Thompson, our guest associate professor at the LSU School of Kinesiology, leading expert in sports medicine. By the way, if you weekend warriors have any questions, 504-260-1870, I'd love to pass them along. And while Dr. Thompson can't diagnose you individually, I mean, he's not seeing you or touching you or anything like that, but he can maybe give you some general information. That's the Oakland Art Jeweler talking text line, 504-260-1870. Text, message, and data rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. I'll pass the questions along. I want to talk when we come back, too, about proclivity to injury, and is there any way you can kind of look the way a guy's built and say, well, maybe he's more inclined to injury than the other? Because somebody told me Zion Williamson maybe didn't have the frame to be durable when it comes to basketball. Does the same thing apply to football? A lot of questions. We'll get the answers when we come back. 852, 8 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 8:58, couple of minutes left with Xavier Thompson, assistant professor at the LSU School of Kinesiology, leading expert in sports medicine. Doc, you know, I'm looking at this NFL combine thing. You got a, unless you're a quarterback or a wide receiver, you see how many times you can bench press 225. I understand that. That's not going to help you if your knees aren't there, though. And I'm just wondering, is there any way to determine what, if players are more predisposed to knee injuries or not due to the way they're built or constructed, or is it just the luck of the draw and what happens during the play?
It's really a combination of both. And so a lot of what happens that doesn't make it to TV at the combine is there's a lot of medical evaluation behind the scenes, a lot of talking to previous medical staff at the colleges these guys have played at to see if they've been hurt before. But even once they get to the NFL, we have gotten such a long way in sports medicine and sports science. We can observe, you know, exactly how they move, and not just, you know, a TV. I'm talking, you know, lab setups and just looking at how the joints move. And the issue is when you get to that level, you've probably been moving in a certain way for such a long time that it gets really hard to change some of those patterns, even if they do make you more predisposed to injury.
Yeah, I know from being at the Super Bowl convention center, whenever you see the NFL players, all of them walking with limps here, there, the other thing, did just about every player other than a kicker have some kind of knee injury if you're going to play in the NFL, Doc?
Not necessarily knee injury, but yeah.
Some
type of musculoskeletal injury. And I remember freshman in college, one of the first conversations the professor had with me is, you know, at a Division I level, anyone who is playing is hurt.
Thank you, Professor. Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.